Stephanie talking about the MUN for secondary schools.
Hi, Steph. Haven't seen you around for a while.
Yeah, I know. I've just come back from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam? During term time?
Yes, I was there for a few days to take part in the MUN for secondary schools.
MUN? Oh, is that the Student UN thing?
Yep, the Model United Nations. Students from schools around the world form teams and represent a country in a simulated UN General Assembly. They also sit on various specialist committees like climate change, human rights, drug trafficking, etc.
And what exactly do you have to do?
In the General Assembly, which is also student-run, you know, the General Secretary and his or her assistants are also students, you have to make an opening statement and submit a resolution for debate. The resolution needs to have the same format as a real resolution at the UN.
Wow. Sounds tricky.
It is. I found it difficult to imitate the formal language and the UN jargon. My way of solving this problem was to Google real UN resolutions and model ours after them.
Like at school.
Exactly. Anyway, resolutions which are selected for debate are presented by the country proposing them, and then are debated in the General Assembly, again according to the rules of parliamentary procedure adopted by the real General Assembly.
So, what was your resolution about?
Human trafficking. We came up with the idea that the UN should set up a special international task force to stop it. You know, zero tolerance for smuggling people across borders. We all know how many people die in transit. And if they ever reach their destination, they live in terrible poverty or fear, or are forced to work as prostitutes, domestic slaves, and so on.
Well, your resolution should have been accepted, no problem.
Well, it was eventually, but it was more difficult than we thought to find countries to support us. What we decided to do was to amend our text to make it appeal to more people. The biggest problem was that the representatives of poor countries did not share our views. They accused us of defending Fortress Europe and explained that for many, being smuggled into a wealthier country is more or less the last resort. What I learned was to put myself into other people's shoes. See things from another point of view, you know, that sort of thing.
Your debating and negotiating skills must be quite good now.
You can bet on that. I also know more about issues in current affairs than ever before. And I met an awful lot of nice people from all over Europe.
Pity my parents can't afford to put me in an expensive international school.
What do you mean?
I mean that I wouldn't mind jetting off to Amsterdam to take part in an MUN session.
There's nothing to stop you. There are more and more secondary schools from all over the world sending delegations, including state schools in Austria.
Really? Well then, you might have to try out your negotiating skills on me next year.
Anytime.